you can live out your MasterChef dream. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The doctor is out. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On the morning of March 7th, a 911 caller reported a blue Mercedes-Benz close to the popular Lake Mead National Recreation Area in Nevada, about 20 miles off of the Las Vegas Strip. When police arrived at the scene, they found evidence of a small fire in the passenger seat of the luxury vehicle, blood in the back seat, and on the driver's headrest. And, under clothes and bedding in the trunk, the body of Dr. Thomas Burchard, a preeminent child psychologist based out of Northern California. When news got out, the medical community and Dr. Burchard's friends were shocked. Who would kill this generous man, someone who loved children and would give anyone the shirt off his back? But as the investigation unfolded, a web of dark truths would reveal themselves, ones that involved medical secrets, Playboy models, internet girlfriends, and, of course, lots and lots of money. Let's talk about the murder of Dr. Thomas Burchard. Thomas Burchard grew up in Boston, where his father taught architecture at Harvard, then moved the family to Virginia, where he became the founding dean of Virginia Tech's College of Architecture and Urban Studies. After going to medical school and realizing his love of child psychiatry, Burchard snagged residencies at some of the country's most competitive hospitals, like Massachusetts General and UCLA. Eventually, he settled in at the Community Hospital of the Monterey Peninsula in Monterey, California, where he worked for over 30 years and made Salinas, California his home. Clearly, Burchard loved his job, and he loved kids. Though he was not a father himself, his signature move was performing magic tricks for his patients. So much so that he was a member of the famed Los Angeles Magic Castle, an exclusive venue for magicians and illusionists the world over, and went to many magic conferences to perfect his moves. He was also, according to his girlfriend Judy Earp, extremely generous. Though he himself was financially low maintenance, Burchard delighted in spending money on other people. In fact, with his spectacles and big shaggy beard, he even looked like Santa Claus. If patients couldn't afford textbooks or medicine, he'd gladly buy them. According to Judy Earp, his girlfriend of over 17 years, quote, "He was extremely generous. If he saw someone in need, he would literally give them the shirt off his back. Which in the end, you know, that's..." In an interview with Elle, Earp's voice trails off. She doesn't finish her thought, but she doesn't need to. She insinuates that Burchard's generosity is what ultimately led to his death. Burchard met Judy Earp in the early 2000s through a friend's trip to Las Vegas. Earp, a mother of four who was 12 years younger than the doctor, took a liking to the man with the warm smile, who loved long conversations poolside. Soon after, Earp moved to Salinas to be with Burchard and began working there as a real estate agent. They shared his giant Salinas home, raised goats, horses, mini pigs, donkeys, and chickens, and enjoyed each other's company with Earp and her kids. But patients and family weren't where Burchard's generosity ended. Burchard liked to help young women, often in tough financial positions. Think addicts, sex workers, or mothers on the verge of homelessness. He would tell people he wanted to help them turn these women's lives around, and, even according to divorce documents by his ex-wife, would bankroll women from the internet in order to help them. His ex did not find this appropriate, but Earp just saw it as an extension of his abundant generosity. But Burchard was also showing signs of dementia, Earp would tell Elle. He got lost in parking lots he used regularly, he didn't recognize people, he forgot how to use appliances. Earp began to worry about Burchard, who regularly carried $1,000 in cash in his wallet, along with a little book full of all of his account passwords. It was around this time that a woman named Kelsey Turner arrived in Burchard and Earp's orbit. The 24-year-old Arkansas native was an aspiring model and influencer who would use her Instagram persona to promote nightclub events and products, eventually modeling for Playboy Italia and Maxim. Turner had a cheeky and adventurous sense of humor. She had a tattoo of a gun tucked into a garter belt on one thigh. In an interview, she described herself as, quote, impulsive and a, quote, Russian-American blonde just trying to change the world. In the spirit of Burchard's enduring helpfulness, Kelsey Turner began taking up more and more of Burchard's attention. Turner was honestly the perfect subject of Burchard's white knight complex, a model with two small children and nowhere to live. Earp called her, quote, dangerously insane, but her problems felt very real, so much so that Burchard signed her lease, paid her rent, and signed a loan for her BMW convertible, and eventually paid for that as well. Yes, I know what you're thinking. It feels very much like a sugar daddy situation. But in all of my research, both parties deny anything sexual was ever going on. Just a very intense friendship. Of course, if you believe that, not for me to say. In my opinion, Turner's eventual lawyer, Brian J. Smith, described their relationship best. Quote, it was more of a case of the doctor having a huge crush on her. Yes, let's put it that way. After months of intense financial support, Burchard finally felt there was a limit to what he could offer Turner. Earp, in full support of cutting the model off, helped any way she could. When Turner caught wind of Earp's influence, she was not happy. In fact, unsurprisingly I'm sure, the two did not like each other for all of the obvious reasons. Earp called Turner, quote, the white trash whore, and Turner once texted Burchard that Earp was, quote, on the shit list with me, and if she gets me evicted, I'll kill her. But as soon as Burchard stopped paying for Turner's life, she switched tactics. Turner had begun extorting him, Earp says, making serious threats and warning that she might go to the police with information she had on Burchard's professional practice. In her interview with Elle, Earp wouldn't name the, quote, horrible and devastating and, quote, totally unfounded allegations, but when Elle writer Jessica Testa asked if the allegations involved inappropriate conduct with children, Earp said yes. Turner's lawyer, Brian J. Smith, said prosecutors found no evidence of this type of behavior on Burchard's phone, but in an Elle interview, he said, quote, I've been led to believe that there were lots of nude photos, but of adult women. I can't confirm or deny that right now because I haven't seen it yet. If Turner's allegations were real or provoked, it didn't matter to him. Burchard never went to the police and tried his best to make the Turner situation go away. In fact, when Turner decided to move to Las Vegas in 2018, Burchard paid for her and her 4-year-old son to leave town. Despite her threats, Turner eventually told Burchard that she was sick and couldn't care for her son, and that she needed more help. So on March 1st, Burchard decided to fly to Vegas, telling Earp he wanted to see for himself if Turner was telling the truth. Quote, don't do it, Earp recalls telling him on the phone after his plane landed. Quote, don't stay. That would be the last Judy Earp ever heard from her longtime partner. On March 7th, approximately a week later, Turner's Mercedes-Benz was found with Burchard's body in the trunk. An autopsy on March 8th revealed Burchard had died from blunt force trauma to the head. He had a face filled with bruises, cuts, and scrapes, mangled to the point of being almost unrecognizable. Earp told press that during this time, quote, we've been together for 17 years. He helped me raise my 4 children who are now all adults. It's been devastating for the community, the entire community. He was so devoted to his patients. He was 71 years old and he didn't want to retire. I just think whoever did this has to be soulless. I mean, can't even be a human being. Of course, the car belonged to Kelsey Turner, who became suspect number one. So what happened to Burchard between March 1st and March 7th? You'll find out after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How you doing?
How's it going out there?
Oh.
How's it going out there? How's January?
Bragging much?
Whoa.
Just rocking those New Year's resolutions?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, do them right. Go to the gym and that's it. I don't know. What other resolutions do people have?
I had a drink of water.
You had one sip.
And that's
one
good.
One sip
I'm
and
good.
That's it.
Now leave me alone.
That's all. Enough.
We want to say hello to anyone's listening, supporting us, spreading the good word of Ghost Town. We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you all.
That's right. A good wishes, a good thanks in this new year of 2024, the year of our Lord.
A.D. Anno Domini, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After death, Anno Domini, Domini, I don't know. You know Latin? Who does?
It's a dead language. Dead like our careers.
That's right. What's deader? You decide.
Well, let me tell you something. That's alive and kicking. Is the Ghost Town government. We got some mayors. And I don't know if I've talked about New Year's resolutions before.
You probably have.
But it's a little New Year, New Me vibe I'm throwing out there.
I like that.
A little different. It's a little, sometimes New Year's resolutions before the New Year, and then sometimes kind of like the first week of January, you're like, all right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I'm going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro how many times?
You just wrote that in a notebook?
Let's relax a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But I do know someone who is definitely going to take up indoor rock climbing, a.k.a. bouldering, which
nice.
I've done before.
Nice. It's fun.
It is fun. It's a personality.
It is.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, but I like that thing.
I like whatever that thing is. It's a lot of khaki and shorts and gear
and like
chalk.
Low ponytails and like carabiners.
I feel like I saw, I don't know if it was like a meme that said that it's like people that are in like open relationships. Yeah. And I don't know the connection, but yeah.
Absolutely.
Why the heck not? And I don't know if this person's in one. They could be if they want to. If they don't want to, they don't have to. You want to know why? It's Casey Weber.
Nice work, Casey.
This person's getting into a little something called CrossFit. Yeah, they're coming around.
We're back. That's like Pinkberry.
Yeah, it's like
full circle.
We're coming around. We're going to give this a shot now that kind of the annoying aspect has died down. They're gonna do their WADS workout of the day. Every day. It's Emma Hopkins.
Hello.
This person's going to get into a little Peloton. Can they fit it where they live? Who cares?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
I don't need a bed. I can sleep on the Peloton. And no, the Peloton will not become a place to hang my clothes. Promise.
Absolutely not.
They promise that this won't happen.
No, it won't.
It's Kat Rozelle.
Hello.
This person is getting into some cryotherapy. A little cold.
No one's resolution is kindness.
No. It's all kind of inside, outside based. Mm-hmm. It's all for them. Mm-hmm. They've earned it.
Yeah.
They're government officials.
That's true. They got to stay tight.
They got to stay tight and young forever. Getting a little ice cold cryotherapy. It's Ashley Mattson.
Hello.
Oh, someone's getting into some red light therapy, which I'm very excited about personally because I have nowhere left to turn. I'm just waiting for my red light panels.
Yeah.
And if you are actually into it, hit me up. I do want to talk about it. I'm talking to you, Marissa Rothermel.
Hello.
This person's going to get into a little getting a blood transfusion from a younger relative.
Nice.
I think this guy's name is Brian Johnson.
Oh, yeah. He's body hacking big time.
He's body hacking. Yeah. It was his blueprint or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
I swear, we're not getting paid to promote it. I would, absolutely, even though it kind of seems like, really? Well, okay.
I mean,
sure.
Listen, bathing in the blood of youth is not anything new.
Right. And not in a conspiratorial way.
Yeah.
not in a governmental conspiratorial way. That's not where we're going with this.
Mm-mm-mm.
But that would be Matthew Clemens Leray.
Hello.
And our governor, the biohackiest of them all, when they say they have those secret meetings of the cabal, she's there.
She's
front and center.
She's in the craziest mask in her tunic, just waiting for everyone to arrive with like a ancient book in her hand.
You get into about 3 seconds of her 2023 recap and you're like, come on. How are there so many jets in the first cheers. How much? You can't just subsist on champagne and private jets. Can you? Can you? And then sometimes she's in Florida. It's like, yeah, I think she just throws that in there just to kind of be like, I'm real. But we know. Whatever the next thing is, our governor already has it. The next thing we're going to talk about, I'm going to waste money on.
She's like, and?
Yeah. She's like, been there, done that. You know how old I am? I'm actually 403 years old.
Yeah. And I look like I'm 22.
Yes.
So enjoy
forever.
Yourself. I've already biohacked everything yes. 4,000 years ago.
Well, that would be our governor, Avian Noble. Noble. No ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes, just the good stuff. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Now, if you want to do more, support us more, sure, you can do another Patreon. We appreciate it. It's free 7 days. Check it out. You could do a $2 a month thing to get the stuff early and ad-free and some bonus episodes.
It's pretty fun.
Come on now.
I think it's fun.
Join the club. But we're putting more stuff on our Instagram and our TikTok. We're going to be cranking it out. We just shot some video today. So if you want to just see us biohacking this whole year, hopefully we'll look like we're 11 by the time this is over.
Oh, God. We can only hope.
Ghost Town Pod on TikTok and it's Ghost Town Pod on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Come support. And that it just even liking, favoriting, sharing, watching any of that stuff, even if your eyes are closed and your ears are shut, just spike the algorithm.
Yeah.
Just juice it.
It doesn't take much of your time and it means the world to us.
Yes. Great.
Let's get back into what I brought us here for. We are back in Vegas, and Thomas Burchard has been killed. Against the better judgment of his longtime girlfriend, Judy Earp, child psychologist Dr. Thomas Burchard has traveled to Vegas to see what the young woman he's been bankrolling is actually up to. This great idea becomes Burchard dead again in a car in the back of Turner's Mercedes-Benz, a car that Burchard himself had paid for. Rewind to March 1st, when Burchard arrived at Turner's place to find more than a sick woman and her 4-year-old kid. Burchard also finds Turner's 27-year-old boyfriend, John Logan Kinnison, and two roommates named Jeremy Eckreich and Diana Pina, who live there rent-free and would often take care of Turner's son. According to testimony from both roommates, Burchard's visit immediately became chaotic. Eckreich's young, blonde girlfriend, who was at the time very intoxicated, stopped by the house and struck up a conversation with the child psychologist. When Turner realized what was going on, she was not happy, and she became especially angry when Burchard and the woman decided to take a trip to the store. When they came back, Eckreich and his girlfriend quickly left in a taxi, with Turner screaming at them to not take Burchard away from her. Later that night, Turner discovered two things on Burchard's phone that set her off again: X-rated photos and text messages to Turner's mother. Turner again threatened to get Burchard fired, which certainly didn't help matters. Burchard then shut himself in her son's bedroom. Thankfully, at this point, Turner's son was staying at a friend's house. And Turner's boyfriend then kicked down the door of Burchard's room and assaulted him with a baseball bat. Hearing the commotion, Diana Pina ran in, took the bat from Kinnison, and got Burchard a glass of water. Badly injured, Burchard climbed in the backseat of Turner's car and waited for somebody to drive him to the hospital. According to Diana Pina, the story would be that he would say he was mugged. He still wanted to protect Turner at this point. As he waited in the car, however, Burchard became increasingly convinced that his life was in danger. When Turner finally came out to the garage, she offered to take Burchard to the hospital, quote, in a little bit after everything was straightened up. But Burchard refused to go back inside. Pina did leave to clean up, as Turner had asked her. From inside, Pina heard horrible things, Turner yelling at Kinnison to, quote, knock Thomas out. By the time Pina came back into the garage to see what was going on, she saw Kinnison leaving, holding a gun covered in blood. Pina panicked and began crying, quote, I didn't know what else to do, so I just started cleaning, she testified later. Pina stayed at her boyfriend's house that night along with Turner and Turner's son. The next day, they went back to the house to clean up more and checked into a motel where Kinnison joined them. For the next few nights, they couch surfed and eventually got a ride to California. Of course, with Burchard's body and the baseball bat found inside of Turner's car, and after a search inside the house that included cleaning supplies, blood, and Burchard's belongings and fingerprints everywhere, the police really didn't have much to investigate. Weeks after fleeing Vegas, Turner was captured by a fugitive task force in Stockton. In mid-April, Pina turned herself in to the Las Vegas police, and a few days after that, Kinnison was also arrested. His attorney would later call Pina a, quote, snitch. Turner and Kinnison pleaded not guilty to murder charges, while Pina pleaded guilty to accessory to murder. At their trial, Turner revealed she was about 8 months pregnant with Kinnison's baby, but Earp saw through the pregnancy for sympathy act. At the time, Earp told reporters that Burchard had paid for Turner's expenses, amounting to be at the very least, and most conservative, $300,000. She says Kelsey Turner is, quote, as evil as Charles Manson. In May of 2021, Kinnison initially denied any involvement in the murder, saying in a jailhouse interview with Access Hollywood, quote, we're not monsters, we didn't do it. But in July 2022, John Kinnison, now Turner's former boyfriend, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and conspiracy and was sentenced to 18 to 45 years in prison. On January 11, 2023, Kelsey Turner filed an Alford plea and herself was sentenced to 10 to 25 years in prison. And that is the story of the strange death of Dr. Thomas Burchard.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.